What's up, guys? just before recording this, I realized that last week's episode apparently didn't upload. I was not aware. A little bit pissed off about it. It was actually a good episode. I did a coach's power rankings. And after last week's events, I don't think they're as relevant. I had Urban Meyer at 32, I'll say that. Actually, even after the win, I think I still probably put him at 32. That guy's ass. But it is frustrating. I did okay in picks. I did make the picks on ESPN, so I'm going to count them towards my record. I don't care what any of you have to say about it. I'm going to come in and do these picks, and then next week I will do a new coach's power rankings. I will say that I picked the Ravens to win Thursday Night Football, so that was an L to start the week, unfortunately. Start Sunday's games. Falcons, Cowboys. The Cowboys laid a stinker. I'll let you know that last week I did pick them to beat the Broncos. That was a tough one. I do think it was kind of a fluky game. Fluky in the way that I just think the Cowboys are better than that. I'll get to my thoughts on the Broncos when we get to their game. But the Falcons look better than I thought they would. The offense kind of needs Pitts and Cordarrelle Patterson to go crazy every week, though. And I feel like any offense that's relying on Cordarrelle Patterson is gonna struggle a bit. Ultimately, I like the Cowboys in this game, because like I said, I think they're a much better team than they showed last week. I think maybe Dak wasn't 100% still. Maybe he should have waited out, stayed out another week. That's just me speculating, but I'm gonna pick the Cowboys in this. Saints Titans. This is an interesting game. The Saints are somehow 5-3, even though I maintain that I think they suck. Their defense is very good. Don't get me wrong. I've been saying that for weeks. I don't understand their offense. I didn't understand their offense with Jameis, and I don't understand what their offense is going to be this week. They're apparently going with Simeon over Taysom Hill, even though they gave Taysom Hill a massive contract. Like I said, I do not understand their offense whatsoever, but somehow they are 5-3. The Titans are without Derrick Henry. Does that matter? Of course it does. He's one of the best running backs in the world. But let's be honest, the last couple of weeks before the injury, he was kind of inefficient. And the play action passing, even with him being inefficient, was still working. And I think play action pass will continue to work. One of the things we've learned over the last couple of years is that you don't really need to run the ball that well for play action passing to work. I think that aspect of the offense will continue to thrive. Julio Jones is on IR now. I don't really know that that's much of an issue for the offense either because he's been in and out of the lineup, and even when he was playing, he wasn't doing much. The defense is really good. It's kind of, now that I'm talking about the game more, they're kind of similar teams. I think Tannehill is the better quarterback. I think A.J. Brown is better than any pass catcher the Saints have. Alvin Kamara is obviously an absolute monster. I could kind of see this game going either way the more I talk about it. I'm going to pick the Titans, though, just because I think they're the better team all around. We'll see if that running game can keep it going even without Derrick Henry there. Adrian Peterson is, he's been okay the last couple of years. With the Lions last year, he was like all right at moments. I think they gave him the ball more than they should have, even. But we'll see. I'm gonna pick the Titans. Jaguars, Colts. Jaguars pulled an upset last week, much to my dismay. I definitely picked the Bills in that one. I still think they suck. The Colts are interesting. I've said before that Carson Wentz is my favorite quarterback that I would not want on my team. Everything he does is just hilarious. He But I do think he's been okay this year. I really like Michael Pittman. Jonathan Taylor is staking his claim at one of the best running backs in football. I think he is one of the best running backs in football. He's definitely in the talks of being the best, although I wouldn't give him that title, but some have said that he might be. I'm going to take the Colts in this one. The Jaguars still suck. Last week does not matter. They are still ass. Urban Meyer still sucks as a coach. This next game, though, I am very intrigued by this. Browns-Patriots. The Browns just look better without Odell. It doesn't really make sense. I still think Odell's good. I'm very interested to see what he's like with the Rams. The Patriots are much better than I thought they would be. Defense is good. The offense is okay. I think Mac Jones has not looked the best the last couple of weeks. It'll be very interesting to see really two similar teams. Very good defenses. I think the Browns have a more talent up front than the Patriots do. Browns secondary also very good. Patriots secondary, J.C. Jackson is incredible. Offensively, I believe Damian Harris is out in this one with a concussion. Nick Chubb obviously out with COVID. So they're two number one running backs for both teams out. I don't think Kareem Hunt's going to play either for the Browns. So we're going to be looking at D'Ernest Johnson again. He was phenomenal in that Thursday night game. So just kind of feels like anybody that's running for the Browns is going to have success. I think I'm going to take the Browns here. The Browns really need to win this game. I think the Patriots, if the Patriots win this game, they have a real, real shot at winning the AFC East, especially after the Bills took an L last week. That division is much more interesting than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to take the Browns in this one. Bills, Jets, I just can't see the Bills laying another stinker. Mike White's back for the Jets, I believe. So this game could be a little bit more interesting. Really doesn't make sense. I guess, you know, Zach Wilson, he just wasn't ready. He needed some time. Mike White, having not played, but he had still been in an offense, in an NFL offense, NFL playbook. He kind of had that knowledge that Zach Wilson, maybe he just was a little bit slower to pick up. So I guess it kind of makes sense that he had some more success. Even though I still think Zach Wilson is a much more talented quarterback. I mean, Mike White got a lot of yards on just checkdowns and wide receivers making and running backs making plays. The Bills are going to win this one. If the Bills don't, I'm going to hit that panic alarm, though. Lions-Steelers. Big Ben is not going to play in this one. Every time I think the Lions win twice, and both times I've looked like a fool. Am I going to do it a third time? No. I'm not. The Steelers' defense is too good. I don't think Mason Rudolph starting is going to have that much of a difference in that the Lions' offense. I just cannot picture them scoring on the Pittsburgh defense. Jared Goff is going to have T.J. Watt eating his lunch the entire game. Buccaneers and Washington football team. I'm going to take the Bucs. Don't really have much to say. The Bucs' offense is still incredibly high-powered, even with people out with injuries. Says a lot about that talent rich roster there in Tampa. Panthers Cardinals. Cam Newton back with the Panthers. He won't be playing in this one, but it is exciting to see him back. I think they should have made this move a little bit earlier, but who am I? They are paying the Cardinals. As of now, we don't know if Kyler's going to play or not. We don't know if Nuke is going to play or not. If one of those two guys play, I'm going to take the Cardinals. If both of them don't play, I'm taking the Panthers. If Nuke plays, I think Colt McCoy has enough weapons to win this game. He's better than P.J. Walker. Cardinals defense is as good as the Panthers defense. It's kind of how I'm looking at it. But if Nuke doesn't play and he's relying on Christian Kirk and an aged A.J. Green, although he has been good. Don't get me wrong, A.J. Green has been good this year. I'm not sure they have enough gas to win it. Vikings, Chargers. The Vikings are one of the weirdest teams in the NFL. They have given up, I believe, the least amount of sacks in the NFL. If not the least, they are one of the fewest. They've also generated the most sacks in the NFL. And somehow they still suck. Their offense seems to be good for like two or three drives a game, and then they just completely tank. Like them. And the Chargers cannot stop the run, though. So that's kind of where I'm thinking maybe the Vikings have an advantage. Dalvin Cook, possible criminal Dalvin Cook, could run wild against them. Ultimately, I'm just going to pick the Chargers, kind of because I want that to happen. If the Chargers lose, I'm going to have to start feeling a different way about them. I definitely don't see them as a true Super Bowl contender until they can show that they can stop the run, and they just have not showed that yet. But I'm still going to pick them in this game. Eagles-Broncos. Two kind of interesting teams. The Eagles might be sort of, kind of finding something here. They beat, you know, the Lions pretty badly. And then they had a close game against the Chargers. The Broncos obviously just dismantled the Cowboys last week. The offense there in Denver is looking okay. The defense still looked good, even without Von Miller, who ended up in L.A. I think I'm going to take the Broncos. This one's kind of a coin flip for me. Seahawks-Packers. I believe Russell Wilson is back. Aaron Rodgers should be back. As of right now, I don't think he's been confirmed to be playing. But if he is, I'm going to take... Actually, I don't know. I think I'm going to take the Seahawks. They're 3-5. Russ is coming back. They know they need to win this football game. They have also been in games with Geno Smith at quarterback. The defense at the beginning of the season that I thought was terrible, and actually I think they were terrible, they've improved. And they looked pretty good the last couple of weeks. I think they can keep them in this game. And with Russell back behind center, the offense will start clicking a little bit better. I'll pick the Seahawks, regardless of if Aaron Rodgers plays. Chiefs-Raiders. Two very interesting teams, division rivals, on Sunday Night Football. The Raiders obviously going through some major turmoil. The Chiefs, turmoil also, but in a much different way. Probably, if you're going to pick turmoil, I think you'd probably rather have it in the Chiefs variety than the Raiders variety currently, losing their coach and then having a star wide receiver kill somebody. I think you'd probably rather be the 5-4 Chiefs, or who are kind of like, our offense doesn't quite work. Raiders did add DeSean Jackson. In theory, you think he might be able to kind of replicate Ruggs, but I don't think that's actually the case. You know, kind of simply, you're like, oh, they both run fast, so the offense will be fine. But then, you know, DeSean Jackson's 34, and he can only stay on the field for 2 weeks at a time over the last couple of seasons. So maybe it doesn't work that way. And they did play pretty well after Gruden left, but this amount of drama around a team, I think it's kind of hard not to pay attention to it. And I think they might be losing some steam because of that. I like the Chiefs to win this one. Actually, where is this played? It's in Las Vegas. I'm not sure about the Raiders' home field advantage right now. This will be a very good game, I think. I hope so, at least. I'm going to take the Chiefs just because, for some reason, I just can't stop buying into them, even though they have been bad. I really want them to be good. I think that's the thing. I was very surprised that they didn't try to go after one of these wide receivers. DeSean Jackson, OBJ, even Josh Reynolds, really. They have Tyreek Hill, obviously, incredible wide receiver, despite what I think of him as a person. Kelce, incredible pass-catching tight end. But other than that, they're kind of just have some guys that run fast. Would have liked to see them maybe go after an OBJ, like I said. Really, even a Reynolds, like I said. But they know better than me. If they win this one, I'll be a little bit less panicked about them. If they lose, that panic button is going to be hit, smashed. I'm going to grab another panic button and hit that too. And we're going to have a real talk about the Chiefs. But I'm going to pick them in this one. Monday Night Football, Rams 49ers. Now, Kyle Shanahan, I was going to say, in the coaching rankings, which you didn't hear, because it didn't fucking upload, he did fall down my rankings a bit. I'm very disappointed in the 49ers this year. I think a lot of it has to do with him. The play calling has been... sometimes I'm like, oh, there it is. That's Kyle Shanahan. That's a Kyle I know and love. And then other times I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But one thing that he has done very successfully is beat the Rams. Now, it was the Rams without Matthew Stafford. So could things be different? I think it will be. I'm going to pick the Rams. But I'm a little bit more hesitant than I would have been before the news of Robert Woods. Even with OBJ stepping in, he's not going to fill the Robert Woods role. He's just not. You can't just slot him in and have him play as Robert Woods. He's not that same type of player. Robert Woods is a very important type of player to the offense. Plays a very specific role. And OBJ is just not going to play that role. Now, can they have Kupp run some of the routes Woods was running and have OBJ do some of the Kupp routes? Maybe. I don't know. If anybody's going to be able to figure that out, it's Sean McVay. And I like them to win this one. And we also don't know if OBJ is going to play at this point. I would assume he would, but we'll see. Either way, I like the Rams to win. That's this week's picks. We'll be back next week. And maybe I'll release the coaching rankings from last week. I'll have to figure out how to edit it. Actually see if I can even recover the episode, but fuck. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.